Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Everything will be all right. When you get home, just walk around your house and sing this to yourself.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Then I do my dance and I feel.
Confused and sad as these disciples were. Scripture says, as they approached the village, they were going, and Jesus acted as though he was going farther. In other words, in our days, we said we just faked him out. They were all just casually having a conversation. You know, when preachers get together, we talk a lot, and we get carried away, and we might miss a door that we should have went in because we all caught up in God's word. And so here was the Lord talking with his disciples, and he said, as they were going forward, it looked like he was going farther, but they urged him, saying, stay with us. For it is getting towards evening, and the day is now nearly over. So he went in to stay with them. In other words, Jesus gave the two disciples the opportunity to practice hospitality. Gave them an opportunity to practice hospitality. On yesterday, Sister Patrick did something for YOA. She didn't have to do it. She made us spaghetti and meatball, green beans, bread, a dessert. And I think that was about it. It was a toast. We had a full meal. She had a staff back there that I'd never seen. I mean, a big staff of women were back there. You know, our kids was excited, and they, I'm sure they got full because those meatballs were big. But she was practicing hospitality. She didn't have to spend, I don't know if it was her money. I don't know where she got it. I don't even know how she did it. But you got blessed. She practiced hospitality, not for the pastor, but for the children. And every now and then, we can't even spend a dime on our children. And our children is going to be moving the church when we're long gone. When did we lose our hospitality in the Lord's house? When have we failed to do what we know is right? Are we blinded? Because we don't recognize what the Lord is. Is it concealed, preachers? Is the matter concealed until it can be revealed? The Lord is asking a definitive and a defining question. Show me you love me. I believe he asked Peter that. Show me, do you love me more than these? They showed their hospitality, practicing hospitality to an official messenger of the gospel message. Antioch, God is giving you and I the opportunity to hear the word from an official messenger. You missed it. God is giving you and I an opportunity to hear a word from an official messenger. What do you mean? Let me explain it. Official is one who has authority. And a messenger is one who carries. So if we put it together, we see it is one who carries with authority what is to be said. Preachers are given an official message to carry what God desire to be said. I heard Reverend Tejada say, "We so busy watching the clock. How long is he gonna preach? How long did the choir?" They didn't have to sing that extra verse. But we can't hear a word from an official messenger. Can I bust your bubble? You're going to be hearing an official word from God for an eternity. And you might as well get used to it down here. Not only was Jesus having a conversation with them, but we now see around that verse 29, they offered hospitality to Jesus to stay with them. They urged him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is getting towards evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. There are times that we need to offer Jesus an invitation to our homes. Oh, wait a minute. Can Jesus come into your house? And if he come in your house, what would he see? Would you have to rearrange and get stuff out of the way and hide? He's omnipresent. He knows your stuff. Ain't no need of hiding stuff. God knows just how we are because he made us. But the greatest thing I love about the Lord is that he has a unique ability to change us. Because the way we are sometimes is not reflective of who he is. So he sends the third person to come and take up residence to make us brand new. Getting out stuff that hinders us in our personal walk with him. What's your walk like? We need to give Jesus an invitation into our home. And I made that statement parenthetically because Jesus is not interested in our physical house. Jesus is interested in our spiritual house. What our spiritual relationship is like. When Jesus was at the table with them, about to partake bread, a number of things concerning the resurrection appearance are associated with that meal. We are told that he took bread. Now, wait a minute. He's in somebody's house. How can a visitor come in your house, take your bread and break it and give it to you? He took bread. He took bread and he blessed it and he broke it because he had the authority. Because he was the official messenger. Because he is the maker, the creator, the sustainer, the ruler of all things. He who knows all, is all, and is above all. He gave thanks. He took bread. Gave thanks. And he broke it. And he began to give it to them in their house. The similarity between this is the Lord's Supper is striking. There's also a similarity with the account of the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus is always praying, giving thanks, and breaking bread. And isn't it amazing how when he gives thanks and breaks bread, it multiplies and it grows. Antioch, Jesus' desire is to know our availability to him. Once these men became available in hearing and understanding the word, scripture tells us that then their eyes were open and they recognized him. You got to make yourself available. You know, you've heard people say, I'm not quite ready to come to church or I have to get myself ready. Can I say, Jesus said, come as you are. You ain't going to never get yourself ready. You got to make yourself available. Because when Jesus come in your neighborhood, he's giving you the opportunity to make yourself available to hear a word so that your life will be changed. How many this morning hear the word and respond and recognize who's speaking? We are told in the fellowship of the Lord's Supper, the two disciples recognize Jesus. This recognition was due to their identification of Jesus' voice, his unique blessing, and his special way of breaking bread. Seeing the holes in his hands, seeing the gesture cause their eyes to open, the Lord has to show up and reveal himself, and to hear his voice for us to understand who he is. And so every now and then, the Lord simply just shows up and reveals himself in many ways. And because of that, we said once, your eyes are open. Our eyes are open to who he is. Scripture says, and then he disappeared in their sight. One of the things that we need to understand is that Jesus has a unique ability to hide things. The risen Christ also appeared and disappeared miraculously. And I think that last verse said, 32 around, it said, were not our hearts burned within us while he opened up the scripture to us and talked to us along the way? Two disciples recall that even before they recognized Jesus, his interpretation of scriptures was already at work convincing them of his resurrection. It was active. It was working.